Well, you know, it's tough because it involves a friend. You know, if a person is not wanting to grow in their faith at all, there is part of me that questions whether they were a believer in the first place. You know, a true believer will actually want to grow in their faith, you know, striving to be more like Jesus daily. We talked about the fact just not long ago about, you know, years from now, we should be more like Christ rather than more like the world. And if the person is saying, you know what, I'm good, you know, I don't want to grow, I'm good where I am, you know, there's a question there. You know, being a Christian doesn't end with us saying the sinner's prayer. I mean, like, that's just the start of it. You know, we become a believer through faith, and then we show we're a believer by what we do. And a believer should put into practice the disciplines of studying God's word and prayer, alone time with God, practicing what they believe. James chapter 2 talks about the fact that faith without works is actually dead. Mm-hmm. So a person who doesn't desire to grow in their faith, I would have to wonder if they actually were even saved to begin with. I mean, like, you know, you have to talk to them carefully, express your concern, share with them about how believers should desire to actually grow in their faith. And of course, pray for them above all else, as this can be tough because, as I mentioned, this is a friend. This isn't like, you know, some random person on the street. Mm-hmm. And depending on how things go, a friendship could be lost as a result. So, you know, let the Lord lead you through the situation and just pray about it. Seek other counsel from people, you know, as well that you trust, and ask them, how should I talk to my friend about this?